Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For a little fun, it is a shout-out Friday. It is also double playoff victory Friday. Let's go ahead and fire off cut number four because, my goodness, have yourself a day, P.J. Washington.
Offensive rebound, Green. Washington got another one. P.J. Washington with seven threes.
Midway through the second quarter, P.J. Washington had achieved his all-time playoff career high with 19 points.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's not high. But I also appreciated his contributions yesterday. P.J. Washington, Tim Hardaway, Josh Green, we could talk about any of them, but they all helped you get this win.
Yeah, PJ's 11 rebounds, I think, are the big thing for me. Now, I'd love, because at the end of the game, Reggie, he did point out, hey, you know, our goal was to get out there and try and play foul-free basketball. And I was like, well, you fouled out. And maybe you can be like, hey, I didn't love all those foul calls.
It's a goal.
But he's out there hustling. And that's like, he is, every time he makes a play or delivers on these threes, because we were kind of questioning at one point.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, man,
yeah.
His efficiency. And maybe that efficiency won't be there night in, night out. Right now, he looks locked in. He looks like he understands exactly what his role is. And he understands what he's playing for. So, P.J. Washington is absolutely crushing it. And that dude, I couldn't be more thankful to have him on the team. And it was one of those nights where it was kind of a quiet Kyrie Irving night because he was really just setting dudes up. Like, he was out there. Could be a distraction. At the same time, he was like, you know what? If these guys can make shots, I'm going to give them that opportunity. And they did. So, he had a pretty good night as well.
Yeah, I owe P.J. Washington an apology. There was a point earlier in the postseason, actually before we got into the postseason, where I was pointing to Tim Hardaway Jr. and saying, I don't think that there's another player on this team like Tim Hardaway Jr. can that can just knock down seven shots in the course of a game. And I had to apologize when Max hit the 5 of 5. And seeing as I used the number 7, I really have to apologize to P.J. Washington. 7 of 11. And the thing about it is, knocking down those 7 threes, obviously, like, the team dared him to. Eventually, they tried to get to him. They couldn't do very much about it. This did not feel like one of those, oh, wow, you got a super special performance that probably can't happen again and you stole a game. This feels a lot more in the line of, oh, this is plausible that he could do this again. This is something that you were waiting for more than a super special surprise. And I think that's the incredible thing about the P.J. Washington. But you're right about Kyrie, though. Like, The box score, at least if you're just looking at the points, don't look the way that you're typically used to them looking. But he absolutely affected this game with his passing and playmaking.
Tie for a career high in
and defense,
in
I should
postseason.
Say.
Colby?
Yep.
Is there anybody that you would like to pinpoint? We did call out Luka yesterday, and he responded. He's like, I heard what you said. We're going to fix it.
You know what? People are talking about how low of a scoring output that Kyrie put out there on the court, but what I saw was somebody helping control the offensive flow, stealing, doing all the little things that, you know, you don't always see as you're one of your superstars doing, but he was still out there contributing at a very high level and really setting other people up because what do you have, 11 assists?
Yeah. Yep.
setting other people up to do a great job. And if that's what it takes to beat this Thunder team, then have 9 points or whatever it was every single night, Kyrie.
Yeah, 11 assists, a couple of steals, a couple of blocks, like all right. those extra things. And that goes to his mantra of chop wood, carry water, which isn't just his mantra, but like that's something he's brought to this organization. You mind me adding?
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Hardaway Jr. early in the game, Kevin, I texted and I was like,
"You're calling him out."
I was like, "No, I wasn't calling him out. I said we need him to find his shot. Like that's it was broken as
a call out.
It was broken
a call out, man.
Okay, all right. Then and you know what? As soon as I said that, guess what happened? The dude found his shot by going to the basket a couple times, making some plays on defense, and then he started finding the 3-point stroke. So if you get that from Tim Hardaway Jr. for the rest of the playoffs, who's like just happy to be playing in the playoffs right now. Everybody else better watch out because that's a fourth that can fill it up, man.
I realize that this game ebbed and flowed quite a bit, and obviously there was a couple of different runs that OKC made, including when they took their first lead, 72-71 or 71-70, one of those spots. And I was like, what has happened? But the first 4 minutes of this game, man, did this look like a different Mavericks team to me in terms of hustle. Even on like you're forcing a jump ball, even on the rebounds you didn't get or the stops you didn't make, it felt different in terms of proximity to where the play was going off. And I was really encouraged. And I thought for the most part, most of the night, they carried that on through. And I felt different than I did in game one. I definitely thought Shea might have pulled a couple of BS fouls out of his butt.
Not going to talk about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's butt, but what I will talk about is you could absolutely see the effort, and that also translated in a big way defensively. It's one of the things we were talking about. They took what we talked about, and they really did apply that, and you saw that even just outside of the schematics, you saw that with the effort. The rebounding also is one of those places where you did not see nearly as many of those instances of Oklahoma City going up, poking the ball away from the bigs. They were coming down with a rebound, a decent amount. You won the rebounding battle.
You did. Can I say, if we're talking about room for improvement, I still think you can do better on the defensive boards. I still think that there was a few possessions where Oklahoma City, who is the second worst offensive rebounding team in the NBA, Colby, you're shaking your head. I feel like you're with me on this. It did feel like you're still leaving a couple of offensive boards up there for OKC.
You are leaving some of those, and maybe it's just them giving more effort in that spot too, even though their center's the size of Sean Bradley as far as width or what have you. But
he good, though.
He's
man.
Really good. So he has more skill. I wouldn't call him Sean Bradley. Sure. He has a lot more skill. But, man, it felt like that game two, was just – this was the actual first game because the first one didn't count. This is what it felt like, what we should have saw in game one, but we can't see that because – Jason Kidd doesn't want to win game ones. That's his
Neither
way
does DeBoer.
Right.
It's a weird thing that we have going here in the Metroplex.
I feel like there were a couple things. The double screens that we saw being set up, those are creating more space for Luka. That was nice to see. There was a couple of adjustments that Jason Kidd said, okay, from game one to game two, we're going to add these elements to the game. And that was able to create some points. I am a little concerned. I don't know how much you guys are about...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Injuries starting to pile up because we lost Maxey, and then Gafford, like, I was afraid he broke his wrist, dude. And then Luka and his whole... Luka is going to battle in spite of everything. Like, he's going to give his typical Luka performance, and maybe Lu Dort tripping him to start the game was the best thing to happen because he immediately hit, what, every shot he made right after that?
Yes.
Because he was ticked off that Lu Dort tripped him and they didn't give him, they didn't, like, give him the death sentence. Every time you really do Luka wrong, he's like, that guy should be murdered and then thrown off of a ship somewhere in the middle of the ocean.
So much.
Not just given a foul.
So much so that when he missed one of his shots, my wife's sitting next to me and she goes, that was a heat check.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a heat check. I will tell you this. Luka on a stronger knee, I think, could have taken more advantage of Lu Dort in the foul problems. I know Lu Dort is an excellent defender. I'm not trying to take that away from him. But the foul problems that he had, I think a little bit better Luka in terms of knee strength would have been able to attack the basket and probably pick on him a little bit more. That's something I would have loved to see. But I agree with you. When Luka started, think about this. When Luka took his second three-pointer, he'd already made more three-pointers than he did in game one when he shot 8.
Yeah.
He started 3 for 3, and he was 1 for 8. He's been abysmal three-point shooting throughout the series. He was on point yesterday, and this kind of feeds into usually game two. Luka is outstanding.
Yeah, he is. He is one of those guys, and here's what I think is interesting. The crowd doing what the crowd did, the Luka sucks chance, and he finally was like, oh, y'all have woken me up. Thank you very much, guys. But what he hasn't done, and Reggie, I kind of was going back and forth with you on this last night, he hasn't found a player that's made it personal for him yet. And at some point, I think it's going to be Dort. It might be unintentional by Dort, but he's going to do something that has gotten to the point where now you've ticked me off so much, I'm planning on embarrassing you for the rest of the series.
Could it be the fans? Because they started chanting, Luka sucks, too.
Well, that doesn't work at home. That's not going to work here. Mavs fans aren't going
to
do that.
Wait, are you telling Mavs fans to say Luka sucks to get him?
I would never say something like that.
I was just making sure.
Well, it could only work in OKC, too. But could it be the court? Because he got real close to it on that meme shot where it looked like he was a penguin.
Yeah.
Okay.
His face just, I felt bad for him.
And it wasn't until I watched the replay. I can't look. I'll be honest. I kind of thought he was doing the Luka thing where he's like,
what is the Luka thing?
Wait, yes.
Boy who cries wolf.
Yeah, where I got shot, but I'm all right. And look,
bounced off the ground.
What I'm talking about. But then
you got to sell a foul.
Then
bro.
I watched the replay and I was like, oh, Diff, he really did smash his face in the court. I admit, at first, I thought perhaps that was a bit of an embellishment, but you heard what I said. That was good enough. A lot of sport.
A Cody Bellinger?
No, yeah. I thought it was a bit of a Cody Bellinger. But it turns out that he really did smash his head, and that was not good.
From the 817, did y'all hear what sounded like adult film audio during Luka's post-game presser?
Let's go to cut number 6. I know it ended up going a lot of different places. I will give you look nervous about playing this.
No, I was just like, there's two different audio, and you can hear various things more clearly in each one.
Which one do we want?
Let's go with the Brad Townsend one first, because I will give credit to Brad Townsend for being on the beat with this one and getting this audio.
I just saw Shai Devall, and my energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
That's my favorite part of that whole thing. Like, it's hilarious, but I love Luca going, I hope that's not live.
And it was.
So that's tremendous. Do you want to hear the other version?
Always.
We have multiple sex versions.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kevin.
Let's go. I mean, that's what that is.
Well, I mean, it could be anything.
Okay.
They could have a sore ankle and they're getting it taped up.
Could have fell.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess let's go to cut number five for more post-game coverage of that foul, is what we're saying.
Uh-huh. Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
I hope that's not life.
Now,
I
will say,
the comedic stylings of Luka Doncic.
Reggie, you said you have reporting because you have boots on the ground for this.
My boots are on the ground here. However, we do have friends in the media, and I tried to see if I could find out what was happening in that moment. If that was just like, you know, somebody left the browser open or something. A player.
It was Hazel.
It was a. I don't think it was Hazel.
It wasn't Hazel.
But it was a player. Not sure which one. On the Mavs, like a prank. So it seemed like somebody with their mouth was making that noise with the intention of being caught on audio.
That was one of the players' mouths.
Do we want to listen to it one more time? See if we can get an idea.
I think we do.
I just saw Shai Devall and my energy was great.
What do you think?
What?
It does that.
It does that. Yeah. I don't know which player. I don't know which player that is, but I like fun.
Hey,
my brain's befuddled.
I'm not saying this is related, but at noon on Monday, we'll have NBA sexpert Tim Cato from
the Expert.
Apologies.
I don't know what you're doing here.
From The Athletic.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we can wildly speculate about what happened.
From the 972, was Broadus at the presser? Was that his phone going off? What's that mean? I don't understand.
Broadus is a faithful OnlyFans subscriber.
Aficionado? Okay. Yeah. Never. I knew that, actually. Mm-hmm. I was just playing coy.
He doesn't hide about this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.